Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Houston Siegel with John Mellencamp in the small town there. And you could win $1,000 coming up. We'll play $1,000 Minute at 7:49. You have to answer 10 questions in 1 minute. And if they're all correct, you get $1,000. We'll actually give you one of the answers to one of the questions coming up here in about 10 minutes.
Time for the birthday scam.
Let's call up Chris. This was his wife's idea because Chris drives this like septic tank truck.
He drives a couple different ones, but he parks it in the neighborhood overnight sometimes. So I'm going to call being an angry neighbor complaining about the smell.
Call up Chris on the scam.
Chris, hi. My name is Larry Murphy, and you just moved into our neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
And I know you're new to the area, but I just wanted to call you with a little concern that I have.
Okay, what's that?
Well, about you parking your truck there in front of the house. Well, I was walking the dog there, me and the wife, and it kind of put off a foul odor. Just what is in that truck?
Well, it was always empty when I bring it home.
Well, something doesn't smell right. I mean, what's the truck used for?
I clean car wash grit traps.
Grit traps?
Car wash grit traps.
Well, something just smelled horrible there that I went by. It was very foul smelling.
Well, I probably did one that smelled real bad yesterday. I don't bring it home every day, but when I had to take it home late rather than drive all the way back, it's just easier to park it there.
Yeah, well, I noticed it was there a couple nights in a row.
Exactly. I asked the Civic Association before I ever did it, but...
Yeah, well, the Civic Association doesn't have to smell it.
Well, I'd say it's not kicking an odor all over the way to your house, I'm sure.
Oh, it's not good. Can't even walk around the neighborhood. We're held hostage by this stink truck.
I find that hard to believe. I didn't smell it in my house.
Well, you're probably so used to it, you can't smell it.
Well, my wife didn't smell it.
You move into the neighborhood, and then you just start offending us and arguing with us.
I'm not trying to offend you, and you're the one calling me to argue with me.
To me, it smells like you're hauling in there.
Well, this truck's too big to haul, so I know I don't haul.
I know that smell when I smell it, and that's what I smelled.
Well, I do septic, but we have a different truck that does that.
You do septic?
Yeah, in a different truck.
Mm-hmm. That's what I smelled. I knew it.
Well, no, you didn't smell it from this truck.
Maybe it was from your shoes or something.
Yeah, maybe it was from my shoes. Yeah, it's so funny. It sounds like you called me to make a bunch of cocky remarks to me.
No, I'm
talking
just...
about my maybe it was my shoes.
Yeah, well, I think you've been doing it so long you got for brains.
Hey, listen, asshole, you want me to come kick your ass?
Uh-huh.
See? All right, you little pussy.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
I know a couple of guys, though, that really stink. I'd like to meet you.
Uh-huh.
Dean and Raj.
Holy
Now we're back to that again.
Here we go again.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. God dang. I would have never thought it would happen to me.
Yeah, we got you. Your wife, Jamie, wanted us to call and jerk you around a little bit.
Oh, man. I'm sorry about cussing you out.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.